I wanted to bring our seminar this afternoon to its close by telling you two remaining voices against surrender.
Današnji sam ovaj sam seminar želio danas privesti kraju govoreći o dvije posljednje zamjerke predanom služenju.
We heard last time how there is maybe the moralist in us, or the one who is experts in ritual, who will say this Krishna consciousness is not sufficient.
Možda u nama mogu postojati neki moralisti ili stručnjaci za obrede koji su skloni tome da kažu kako svjesnost Krišne nije dovoljna.
Sometimes friends and relatives, including our own brother, may call us frustrated or fools for having become a devotee.
Ponekad nas prijatelji i rođaci, uključujući vlastitog brata, mogu nazvati frustriranom osobom ili budalom zato što smo postali bhakte.
And again, I want to remind you, these voices are not necessarily only people who come from outside. These may be well voices which voice our own doubts.
Želio bih vas još jedan put podsjetiti da ovi glasovi ne dolaze nužno izvana. Oni također mogu odražavati naše vlastite sumnje.
Now we hear a very, very common voice against surrender. The voice of the wealthy Mammonites, or let us better say the economic voice.
Sad dolazi jedan vrlo učestali glas koji možemo čuti i mogli bismo ga nazvati gospodarskim, ekonomskim glasom.
Why do you become a devotee and you stay poor?
Zašto postajete bhakte i ostajete siromašni?
It's risky to become a devotee.
Vrlo je riskantno postati bhakta.
How much novats have you made, Virachandra, since you are a devotee?
Otkad si bhakta, Virachandra, koliko si novca zaradio?
What is your economic gain since you have become a devotee, Gorgadatta?
Gorgadadar, koliko si gospodarski gledano na dobitku otkad si postao bhakta?
Maybe there's more economic loss.
Gospodarski gledano, možda smo čak više na gubitku.
So why do you follow this path of Krishna consciousness? Make money. This is the best. Money can buy you happiness.
Zašto ste onda uopće na ovom putu? Trebali biste zarađivati novac, jer nas novac vodi k sreći.
With money you can make good pilgrimages.
Pomoću novca možete odlaziti na lijepa hodočašća.
When you have sufficient amount of money, you are impressed and get a good marriage partner.
Kada imate dovoljno novca, vrlo ste impresivni i dobit ćete sigurno dobrog bračnog druga.
And think of your security, you will be old. What will you do without novac in your old age?
I zamislite se samo nad svojom sigurnošću, jednog dana ćete ostariti i što ćete onda bez novca, ha?
And with novac you can build impressive religious buildings.
A s novcem možete izgraditi impresivne religiozne zgrade.
Look at your Zagreb temple, the greatest temple in Croatia. It doesn't even have putz. Putz, the outside facade. Yeah.
Pogledajte samo zagrebački hram koji je najveći u Hrvatskoj. On čak nema ni žbuku.
Buku?
Žbuku.
Žbuku. This argument was raised 500 years ago to the great devotee Kolavecha Shrita.
Isti argument prije 500 godina postavljen pred velikoga baktu Kolaveću Šridara.
Kolaveća means the banana seller.
Kolaveća znači onaj tko prodaje banane.
We may even say in this world we may give some name to a devotee, Professor Virachandra.
U ovom svijetu nekad dajemo imena raznim baktama, na primjer Profesor Virachandra.
Or Tobo Ganga.
Ili toboganka.
Ja, yeah, turbo.
A, turbo ganga.
Yes. So, he was called Shrida the Banana Man.
A, njega su
zvali... Banana Shrida.
Njega su zvali Banana Shridar.
Yes. This Shrida was selling... Everything around the banana, banana leaves, whole bananas, the inside of the banana tree, which could be cooked into a delicious sabji, banana flowers.
I taj Shridar prodavao sve povezano sa bananama, prodavao je lišće banana, plod banana, prodavao je srž stabla banane koje se može skuhati u ukusan sabđi i cvijeće banana.
He had a very moral code that he would only ask for a minimum price from his customers.
I imao je vrlo strogi moralni kod da bi od svojih mušterija tražio samo najnižu cijenu.
And then whatever was earned throughout the day, he would cut it in half and offer 50% for the worship of Mother Ganga. Like he would buy incense and other worshipful articles to please Mother Ganga.
I što god bi zaradio tijekom tog jednog dana, prepolovio bi na pola i sa jednom polovicom bi kupio sve potrebno za obožavanje majke Gange, na primjer mirisne štapiće ili druge stvari koje bi je mogli zadovoljiti.
The night he spent chanting Hare Krishna.
A noć je provodio pjevajući, mantrajući Hare Krishna.
He was so poor that there were more holes than cloth in his shirt.
Bio je toliko siromašan da se njegova košulja sastojala iz više rupa nego tkanine.
Now it is sometimes fashion, not amongst punks, to have a little ragged clothes, but there it was really poor. He was poor.
Među punkerima je ponekad moderno nositi takvu poderanu odjeću, ali on je to činio zato što je bio toliko siromašan.
There were also more holes in his roof than there was roof.
U njegovom krovu također je bilo više rupa nego samoga krova.
So the rich atheists who lived around him, they heard him chanting in the night with great intensity, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and they thought he was shouting because he was hungry.
I bogati ateisti koji su živjeli u njegovom susjedstvu čuli bi ga kako vrlo entuzijastično pjeva Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna i misli da je to čini zato što je gladan.
So they were throwing vegetables in his direction. Stop Kulavecha, make a sabji, eat and go to bed and sleep.
Oni bi ga onda gađali različitim povrćem. Evo Kulavecha, napravi si sabđi, pojedi ga i odi na spavanje.
One day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to him and said, Kulavecha, what have you gained by worshipping Ganga?
Jednog mu je dana prišao gospodin Chaitanya i upitao ga, Kulavecha, što si ikad stekao obožavajući majku Gangu?
Look around, everyone worships Durga or forms of Durga or the snake goddess Mangala. And they are rich, they build houses. But you worship Ganga, 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 and you remain poor. Finally, be intelligent and stop your worship of Ganga. Start to worship Durga.
Pogledaj malo oko sebe. Svi oko tebe obožavaju Durgu ili neki njezin oblik, ili pak obožavaju božicu zmija, Mangalu, i na taj način grade sebi kuće. A ti samo obožavaš Gangu, Gangu i opet Gangu. Već bi bilo konačno vrijeme da postaneš inteligentan i da počneš obožavati neko drugo božanstvo.
Kulavecha was answering.
Kulavecha mu je ovako odgovorio.
Nimai pandit.
Nimai pandit.
When people get older, it's expected that they become more mature.
Kako ljudi stare očekuju se da tako i sazrijevaju.
But you seem to become more immature.
Ali ti što si stariji, to si nezreliji.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, let's change the subject.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rekao, hajde da promijenimo temu.
And he took a bundle of bananas.
Uzeo je grozd banana.
Kulavecha, what is your price for this?
Kolaveća, kolika ti je cijena za ovo?
It's much too high.
Previsoka je.
You are a cheater.
Ti si varalica.
Secretly you are extremely rich and you ask these horrendous exaggerated prices.
Zapravo si u potajici bogat i tražiš previsoke i cijene od kojima se ljudi zgražaju.
Kolaveća said, "Nim my pandit, if my prices are too high, they are the correct prices, but if they are too high for you, find another supplier."
Dragi moj, nimaj pandit, ako misliš da su moje cijene previsoke, iako su zapravo minimalne, onda si bolje nađi nekog drugog dobavljača.
No, said nimaj pandit, I'm very, very, very satisfied with my supplier. The quality is excellent.
Ne rekao nimaj pandit, ja sam jako zadovoljan sa svojim dobavljačem. Kvaliteta je izvrsna.
You have to go down with your prices.
Ali moraš spustiti cijene.
Because I know you are so rich and one day I will plunder your riches.
Jer ja dobro znam da si ti jako bogat i jednog ću te dana opljačkati.
What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mean with this? Kolaveća Sridhar didn't have even a decent roof about his head.
Što je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mislio po tim? Kolaveća Sridhar nad sobom nije čak imao ni pristojnog krova.
He meant that Kolaveća was rich in bhakti.
On je time htio reći da je Kolaveća bogat u bhakti.
Kolaveća had one iron pot from which he drank and he did everything you do in India with an iron pot, like cleansing yourself and, you know.
Kolaveća je imao jednu željeznu posudu iz koju je pio i činio sve ostalo što u Indiji činite sa željeznim posudama, prao se i tako dalje.
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to plunder the wealth of his devotee.
I jednog je dana Chaitanya Mahaprabhu odlučio opljačkati blago svoga bhakte.
That is his Krishna consciousness.
A to je bila njegova svjesnost Krišne.
There are three things how you can obtain Krishna consciousness in this world.
Postoje tri načina na koja u ovom svijetu možete steći svjesnost Krišne.
The dust from the lotus feet of a pure devotee.
To su prašina s lotosovih stopa čistoga bhakte.
The remnants of the water which he has the foot wash water.
Voda kojom su oprana njegova stopala.
And the remnants of his from his plate.
I ostaci sa njegova tanjura.
So after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had called together millions of people to march against the Qazis ordered to stop Sankirtan.
I nakon što Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pozvao milijune ljudi da marširaju u protest zbog Kazijeve naredbe da zaustavi Sankirtan.
And after the Kazi had surrendered to him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the height of his success, you can say, went to the house of Kolaveća.
I potom je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mogli biste reći na vrhuncu svoje slave, otišao u kuću Kolaveće Sridhare.
And it was night and they would orient themselves through the fields by hearing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Kolaveća was in full action.
I s obzirom da je bila noć, oni su se orijentirali prema zvuku koji je dopirao Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. To je bio Kolaveća u punoj akciji.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only searched for one thing in the night, in the darkness of the night. Where is that iron pot with the water from Kolaveća?
I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je u toj tmini tražio samo jednu stvar. Gdje je taj željezni lonac, ta željezna posuda u kojoj se nalazi voda Kolaveće Sridhare?
And when he found it, he drank the water with great relish and excitement.
I kad ju je napokon pronašao, ispio je vodu sa velikim uživanjem i...
My dear devotees, this little lila from Chaitanya, from the ocean of Chaitanya lila, makes a very solid point.
Dragi moj bhakte, ova lila iz života gospodina Chaitanya nam govori o jednoj vrlo značajnoj poanti.
Spiritual wealth is more important than material wealth.
Duhovno je bogatstvo puno značajnije od materijalnoga.
How much do you have on your spiritual bank account?
Koliko imate na svom duhovnom bankovnom računu?
How much love do you have?
Koliko ljubavi imate?
Tridasharoy, please don't sleep. We are now talking about business. No, it's all right. How grateful are you to Krishna?
Koliko ste zahvalni Krišni?
How often do you think of Krishna?
Koliko često mislite o Krišni?
How do you live in Krishna?
Kako živite u Krišni?
My dear devotees, it's not enough to simply be a poor Hare Krishna.
Dragi moji bhakte, nije dosta biti samo siromašni Hare Krishna.
That's not a sign of advancement.
To nije znak napretka.
You must be full of duhovne wealth, spiritual wealth.
Morate biti ispunjeni duhovnim bogatstvom.
You have been given this life to accumulate spiritual wealth. Material wealth will most probably not be your greatest chance in this life when you are a Hare Krishna. Most probably not.
Ovaj vam je život dan zato da prikupite duhovna bogatstva, jer materijalna najvjerojatnije u ovom životu baš I nećete dobiti prilike za steći.
There is of course a few exceptions. I know that one devotee who is now purchasing a huge temple in Paris has once made a deal with Lord Narsingadev in Mayapur.
Naravno, uvijek postoje iznimke. Poznam jednog baktu koji upravo kupuje ogroman hram u Parizu, koji je jednom u Mayapuru sklopio dogovor sa gospodinom Narsimhadevom.
He said, my dear Lord, if you give me the contract to become the boss of the Indian Telecom, I will do 5 things.
On je rekao, dragi moj gospodine, ako mi daš mogućnost da postanem vlasnik indijskog telekoma, učinit ću 5 stvari.
He said, I will build temples where there are no temples.
Rekao je, izgradit ću hramove tamo gdje oni ne postoje.
I will give donations so that the Sankirtan devotees can just think of distributing books and not earning money.
Davat ću donacije tako da Sankirtan bhakte mogu razmišljati samo o dijeljenju knjiga, a ne I o prikupljanju novca.
And he gave 3 other vows.
Dao je još 3 zavjeta.
He is the boss now of Indian Telecom.
On je sad šef indijskog telekoma.
And he has started to fulfill his promise by, you know, yes, he started in Paris to build a huge temple.
I započeo je ispunjavati svoj zavjet tako što će u Parizu izgraditi novi hram.
So it's not always that Krishna will take all your money away.
Krišna vam neće uvijek oduzeti sav vaš novac.
The point here is when the rich Mammonite comes, that means the follower of Mammon, and says you are wasting your time, instead of going to the summer camp, you should have gone to Germany as a German Gastarbeiter. And earned sufficient amount, you could have gone, for instance, to pick strawberries and get the strawberry money.
I onda može vam se dogoditi da vam priđe neki bogati mamonist, sljedbenik boga Mamona, i kaže vam umjesto da ste otišli na ljetni kamp, trebali ste otići u Njemačku I poslati gastarbeiter. Na primjer, mogli ste tamo raditi na poljima jagoda I dobiti od toga novac.
Yeah. This is a very easy way, and by the way, if you are very poor and you need to go on pilgrimage, this is what I would recommend to you. There are huge strawberry fields, and they, for every, like, 5 kg, if you pick them and give them to the people, they give you so many euros, more than your president earns here.
I preporučio bih da ako se doista siromaši...
Maybe not, and, not the president, but, yeah...
Odete u Njemačku na tako jedno hodočašće jer a tamo ako naberete na primjer jedno 5 kila jagoda dobit ćete zbilja puno novaca za njih.
Yeah, this is how I was always rich when I was a young boy by the strawberry fields.
I tako sam uvijek imao novaca kad sam bio mlad zahvaljujući tim poljima jagoda.
Yes, anyways. So this is not an economic class. You should tell to the money-oriented person, we came to the summer camp to get spiritual wealth.
osobi orijentirana na novac, trebate reći, na ljetni smo kamp došli kako bismo dobili duhovno bogatstvo.
But have you got spiritual wealth, my dear devotees?
Ali, dragi moji bakte, jeste li doista dobili duhovno bogatstvo?
Have you gained some new realizations?
Jeste li stekli nove spoznaje?
Have you gained some more insights?
Jeste li stekli nove uvide?
Or have you simply increased the amount of your back pain by sitting for many hours on the floor?
Ili ste jednostavno povećali bol u svojim leđima tako što ste mnoge sate proveli sjedeći na podu?
I always feel that our devotees are not really conscious enough while they are acting or doing spiritual activities.
Smatram vrlo često da naši bhakte nisu dovoljno usredotočeni dok se bave duhovnim djelatnostima.
Therefore it's good to take notes, but you need to read also your notes.
Zato je jako dobro voditi bilješke, ali trebate ih i pročitati.
It's good to discuss, but find out what did I gain now and what will I try in my life.
Dobro raspravljati, ali trebamo također vidjeti što ću toga svega dobiti za svoj život.
The last group or last voice against surrender is that of the learned philosopher.
A posljednji glas protiv vjernog služenja, glas je učena filozofa.
Oh, you Hare Krishna.
Oh, vi Hare Krishna.
You think you have the answer of to everything?
Vi mislite da imate odgovor na sve?
Can you really claim you have thought about every philosophical problem and solved it?
Možete li iskreno tvrditi da ste porazmislili o svakom filozofskom problemu i riješili ga?
One bhakta who was attacked by a learned philosopher was Bali Maharaj.
Jedan bhakta kojega je napao učeni filozof bio je Bali Maharaj.
He had become the king of the universe, even driven Indra out of post, until one day it was during a yakya, an unusual looking brahmana appeared with an effulgence like the sun.
On je osvojio cijeli svemir, čak je i Indru svrgnuo s njegovog položaja, sve dok jednog dana nije izvodio jagju, na kojoj se pojavio vrlo neobičan brahmana, čiji je sjaj bio ogroman.
Everyone respectfully made way for that brahmana to come before Bali Maharaj.
Svi su s puno poštovanja napravili razmak kako bi brahmana mogao prići Baliju Maharaju.
Bali Maharaj looked at him and said, "You look so wonderful. I'm prepared to give you everything I have."
Bali Maharaj mu rekao, "Ti izgledaš tako predivno da sam ti spreman dati sve što imam."
No, three steps of land is sufficient. Someone who cannot be satisfied with three steps of land cannot even be satisfied with the whole universe.
Ne, rekao je, tri koraka zemlje bit će mi sasvim dovoljna. Onaj tko ne može biti zadovoljan s toliko, neće biti zadovoljan ni sa cijelim svemirom.
I'm not greedy.
I ja nisam pohlepan.
Uredno. The first step he took was everything on the plain where Bali Maharaj lived.
Prvi korak koji je poduzeo, pokrio je cijeli planet na kojem je živio Bali Maharaj.
Then the little brahmana became so big that with the second step he just crossed the whole universe and said, "It's mine."
Zatim je maleni brahmana sa sljedećim korakom postao toliko velik da je prekoračio cijeli svemir i rekao, "To je sad moje."
And then he said, "Where's my third step?"
A onda on rekao, "A gdje ću staviti treći korak?"
So before Bali Maharaj said, "Yes, Uredno," the most learned philosopher, Shukracharya, came and said to Bali Maharaj, "Don't say yes to his request to have three steps. He's the almighty Vishnu who has come to take everything away from you."
Prije nego što je Bali Maharaj pristao dati ta tri koraka zemlje, najveći filozof Shukracharya rekao mu je, "Nemoj pristati na to, to je svemoćni Višnu koji će ti sve oduzeti."
Don't give him anything.
Nemoj mu ništa dati.
You will lose everything.
Sve ćeš izgubiti.
Say, you are just not willing to give today to a brahmana.
A ti danas nisi baš raspoložen za davanje brahmani.
It's an inauspicious titi.
Reci da je nepovoljan titi.
And Shukracharya preached to his disciple.
Šukračarija je tako propovijedao svome učeniku.
Finally he said, I'm giving you so much good advice and you are not listening.
I naposljetku mu rekao, dajem ti toliko dobrih savjeta, a ti ne slušaš.
You are too proud of being a bhakta.
Previše si ponosan na to što si bhakta.
Always Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Uvijek samo Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
You are impudent.
Ti si vrlo bezobrazan.
Bali Maharaj said, if he is the Lord, then I'm most pleased to give him everything.
Bali Maharaj je rekao, ako je on doista gospodin, sprema sam mu sve dati.
See, a devotee should learn to disobey the orders of learned philosophers who talk against surrender to God.
Vidite, bhakte bi trebali naučiti govoriti protiv tih velikih filozofa koji se protive predanom služenju.
You should also learn to say no to material science.
Također bi se trebali znati reći ne materijalnoj znanosti.
If it goes against God.
Ako se ona suprotstavlja gospodinu.
There is no value in the darkness of material knowledge.
U tami materijalnog znanja nema nikakve vrijednosti.
It's relative.
Sve to relativno.
It may look all right when there is not the Krishna sun.
Može sve se činiti u redu kad ne postoji sunce Krišne.
Prabhupada told us, his disciples, the more you ignore the atheistic materialists, the more you make advancement.
I što Prabhupada nam je rekao, da ćemo to više napredovati, što više budemo zanemarivali ateističke materialiste.
Yes, yes, yes. Because, again, this is a movement which is a back to Godhead movement.
Jer da ponovno spomenemo, ovo je pokret za povratak Bogu.
I remember a very humorous incident which I want to tell to all of you, all of those who are a little tired amongst us, so that they can get new life.
Želio bih vam svima ispričati jedan događaj, naročito za one koji su umorni malo, tako da se mogu probuditi.
The devotees wanted to surprise Prabhupada by getting him from the airport of Philadelphia in a very exquisite American limousine. You know, it's a limousine where you can put all your relatives and their relatives and all the sheep and chickens you want to put inside. Yeah.
Jednom su bhakte htjeli iznenaditi, oduševiti Šila Prabhupadu tako što su po njega došli na u zračnu luku, vrlo ekskluzivnom limuzinom. To vam je jedna od onih u kojoj možete staviti sve rođake i njihove rođake i ovce, kokoši i šta god drugo želite potrpati unutra.
A few hours later, he was already interviewed by a journalist.
Nekoliko sati kasnije, već ga je intervjuirao neki novinar.
You are supposed to be an ascetic. Look at the car in which you drove from the airport. That's a luxury car.
Ti bi trebao biti asketa. Pogledaj samo s kakvim si se autom dovezao iz zračne luke. To je vrlo luksuzan auto.
Prabhupada said, it was not good enough.
Šla Prabhupada rekao, on nije bio dovoljno dobar.
God is riding on a golden chariot. His representative should ride in a golden car at least.
Gospodin se vozi u zlatnoj koči, pa bi se njegov predstavnik treba voziti barem u zlatnom automobilu.
The journalist was going, I have my story.
A novinar je hitro zapisivao svoju veliku priču.
When the journalist first started, you know, the devotees went like, oh no, we just wanted to show Prabhupada a nice, interesting car, and now he's finding objection with this.
Kad je do svega skupa krenulo sa novinarem, bhakti su se uhvatili za glavu i pomislili, joj ne, mi smo samo šla Prabhupada i željeli pokazati jedan zanimljiv automobil, a pogledajte gdje sad to odvelo.
But when Prabhupada began to tease the journalist, they said, oh no, Prabhupada is not a good PR man.
Ali kada su, kada je Šila Prabhupada počeo zafrkavati tog novinara, onda su oni rekli, Šila Prabhupada zbilja nije dobar za odnose s javnošću.
Sometimes Prabhupada used to like to tease the journalists.
Šta Prabhupada je ponekad se volio pošaliti sa novinarima.
You know, the whole world is afraid of the journalists. Oh, hopefully they write something good about us.
Cijeli se svijet... Cijeli se svijet boji novinara i nada se da će nešto dobro napisati o njemu. A Šta Prabhupada ih je jednostavno podbadao.
Šta Prabhupada didn't want to play their game.
Šta Prabhupada nije želio igrati njihovu igru.
Then the same journalist said, I'm very good, I have another question.
Ta isti novinar je rekao, dobro, imam sad još jedno pitanje.
Yesterday was Ratha Yatra.
Jučer je bila Ratha Yatra.
And devotees told me that there were demigods who threw flowers on the chariot.
I bhakte su mi rekli da su se pojavili polubogovi koji su bacali cvijeće na kočiju.
And that I couldn't see it. Or that we couldn't see it, but you could see it because you are a pure devotee.
I rekli su mi da ja i ni oni nisu to mogli vidjeti, međutim da si ti to vidio jer si čisti bhakta.
And again the devotees went, oh, who was this fool who told the journalist?
I bhakte su se opet uhvatili za glavu i misli, joj, koja je to budala koja mu je rekla to.
But listen how Prabhupada answered the question.
Ali poslušajte što je Šila Prabhupada odgovorio.
He said, that is true. They were throwing flowers.
Šta Prabhupada je rekao, to je točno, bacali su cvijeće.
But you couldn't see it because you are envious of the spiritual master.
Ali ti to nisi mogao vidjeti zato što zavidiš duhovnom učitelju.
Wonderful. Prabhupada went like it.
Predivno. Prabhupada ga stalno tako bockao.
Yes. So, while we are trying to establish ourselves in the world, this may not be the best technique. Always.
Možda nije uvijek najbolja tehnika pokušati se postaviti na neki položaj u svijetu.
Yes, we should look good in the eyes of the neighbors.
Da, trebali bismo dobro izgledati u očima susjeda.
Yes, we cannot always remain a young movement doing unusual things.
I da, ne možemo zauvijek ostati mladi pokret koji čini neobične stvari.
But please let us not forget that our treasures are in the kingdom of God, not in this world.
Ali nemojmo nikad zaboraviti da naša blaga leže u Gospodinovom kraljevstvu, a ne u ovome svijetu.
Let us not forget this is a transcendent movement of transcendentalists.
Nemojmo zaboraviti da je ovo pokret transcendentalista.
And let us work intensely on trying to come closer to Lord Krishna.
I intenzivno radimo na tome da se približimo Gospodinu Krišni.
I would now like to end my class by bringing one of Krishna's qualities to your attention, that is his gravity.
Sad bih želio privesti svoje predavanje kraju, ističući vam jednu Krišninu odliku, a to je ozbiljnost.
It said there are three things which are very deep in Krishna.
Rečeno je da postoje tri vrlo duboke stvari u Krišni.
His voice.
Njegov glas.
It is like a rolling thunder.
On nalikuje grmljavini koja se valja.
But it can also be very sweet.
Ali može biti jako sladak.
It's deep, huh?
Jako je dubok.
His navel.
Zatim njegov pupak.
Pupak. His pupak. How nice. And his mind.
I njegov um.
No one can understand the mind of Krishna.
Nitko ne može shvatiti Krishnin um.
Rupa Goswami says, he whose mind is difficult to fathom is said to be grave.
Šila Rupa Goswami je rekao da se ozbiljnom smatra ona osoba čije je um vrlo teško dokučiti.
This is found for instance in the Krishna Lila after Brahma had kidnapped Lord Krishna's cowherd boyfriends Krishna had expended himself in all these cowherd boyfriends to show that there is no loss for him. Brahma came to say, I'm sorry.
To možemo vidjeti u zabavi, odnosno nakon zabave u kojoj je gospodin Brahma ukrao svu teladi i sve dječake pastire, a onda se gospodin ekspandirao u njihove oblike kako se ne bi primijetilo da oni nedostaju. I nakon toga, kad je Brahma shvatio što je učinio, prišao mu je kako bi se ispričao.
And he cried and cried and worshipped that little cowherd boy. Intensely.
On je plakao i plakao i vrlo intenzivno obožavao tog malenog dječaka pastira.
No matter what he did, he could not discern or find out if Krishna was pleased with him or and accepted his prayers or if he was displeased or if he remained neutral. He couldn't understand what was going on in Krishna.
Ali ma što radio ima koliko se trudio, nikako nije mogao razlučiti ljutili se, srdili se Krišna još uvijek, da li još uvijek nezadovoljan ili ga je možda uspio zadovoljiti svojim obožavanjem ili je pak neutralan.
My dear Lord, my dear devotees, if even Lord Brahma, the most intelligent being of this universe, cannot find out the mind of Krishna, what's going on in the mind of Krishna, how will you ever understand the plan of Krishna?
Dragi moji bhakte, ako čak ni najinteligentnije biće u ovome svemiru, gospodin Brahma, ne može otkriti što se to zbiva u gospodinovom umu, kako li ćete onda vi dokučiti koji je njegov plan?
Sometimes devotees want to try to find out in their lives by some indications, is Krishna pleased or not pleased with me? Maybe because I'm sick, I became sick, he's not pleased with me.
Mi možda pokušavamo vidjeti da li je prema nekim pokazateljima, je li Krišna zadovoljan ili nezadovoljan s nama, i onda mislimo da možda nije zadovoljan ako se razbolimo.
But you will never be able to find out Krishna's plan.
Ali Krišnin plan nikad nećete otkriti.
Not even you will find out Krishna's plan with this ISKCON movement.
Niti ćete ikad otkriti koji je Krišnin plan s ovim pokretom ISKCON-om.
Krishna is grave.
Krišna je ozbiljan.
You can't look behind his cards, so ne, to say.
Da tako kažemo, ne možete mu viriti u karte.
The only way you can understand Lord Krishna is through the road of faith.
Krišnu možete razumjeti jedino zahvaljujući putu vjere.
It is said when the four Kumaras met Lord Vishnu in Vaikunta, the Lord spoke lovingly to them.
Rečeno je da kad su četvorica Kumara srela gospodina na Vaikunti, on im se obratio s puno ljubavi.
The sages tried to understand what he was saying with wide open eyes, but even though they tried, they could not understand.
Mudraci su širom otvorenih očiju pokušavali shvatiti što im on to pokušava reći, ali to im nikako nije pošlo za rukom.
Nor could they understand whether the Lord was angry or pleased with them.
Niti su mogli shvatiti srdili se gospodin na njih ili je možda zadovoljan s njima.
This is very nice for devotees of Krishna. They should also become grave.
To je također vrlo dobro za, odnosno lijepo za bhakte gospodina Krišne, i oni bi trebali postati ozbiljni.
Even if he is in the company of people speaking prajalpa, he shouldn't waste his time and do the same.
Čak i ako se bhakta nalazi u društvu ljudi koji govore prajalpu, ne bi trebao tratiti vrijeme i upuštati se u to s njima.
If someone laughs, this doesn't mean we have to laugh with them, or if someone cries, we don't have to cry with them.
Ako se netko nasmije, mi se ne moramo smijeti s njim, niti trebamo plakati ako netko drugi plače.
How can you become grave or dubak?
Kako možete postati ozbiljni,
you
duboki?
You must keep your central focus deep.
Morate zadržati svoj fokus.
Yes, it is said Vaishnavera kriya mudra, Vaishnava could not be understood.
Rečeno je da Vaishnavu nije moguće shvatiti.
Because he is deep.
Jer je on vrlo dubok.
He is very much absorbed.
I vrlo je unesen u to što čini.
Then he can be a good Vaishnava in all turmoils of his life.
Tek tada Vaishnava može zbilja usred svih prevrata u svom životu biti dobar Vaishnava.
Yeah. The best way I found out to become more deep is to read in our scriptures and then remember what you read throughout the day.
Najbolji način koji sam ja pronašao za to da razvijem dubinu, ozbiljnost, je da pročitam nešto u našim spisima, a potom se cijeloga dana prisjećam pročitanoga.
And it said, when you read, you should first of all reflect about what you hear with your intelligence.
I rečeno je da dok čitamo, prvo trebamo promišljati o onome što čitamo kroz svoju inteligenciju.
You should meditate about it.
Zatim trebate meditirati na to.
And finally, you should apply it.
I na posljedku trebate to i primijeniti.
This is how you will get spiritual realization.
Na taj ćete način dobiti duhovne spoznaje.
Yeah. Let our intelligence be formed by the words of the scriptures and of the saints.
Neka našu inteligenciju oblikuju riječi spisa i riječi svetaca.
Then we become spiritually deep.
Tada ćemo postati duhovno duboki.
I would like to recommend to you a tip in the passing.
Želio bih vam još na samom kraju dati jednu smjernicu, uputu.
Now after the summer camp, most properly all of us have gotten some spiritual impressions which we carry with us.
Nakon ovog ljetnog kampa, vjerojatno smo svi stekli neke utiske koje ćemo ponijeti sa sobom.
Try to think about what your impressions are.
Pokušajte razmisliti o tome koji su vaši utisci.
And then do one thing or two thing or three things, best is a minimum of one thing, which you have not done before, but which you will do now based on the impressions which you have learned new.
I onda napravite jednu, dvije ili tri nove stvari, ali barem minimalno jednu, utemeljeno na utiscima koje ste sada stekli.
I was very happy to be again a guest in your summer camp.
Ponovno mi je vrlo drago što sam mogao biti gost na vašem kampu.
I have taken a few treasures with me.
I sa sobom sam ponio nekoliko komadića blaga.
One meeting with one god brother, for instance, he has said something wonderful about Prabhupada, which I will put in my life.
Na primjer, susret sa svojim bratom po Bogu koji je rekao nešto vrlo lijepo što Prabhupada i što ću ponijeti i unijeti u svoj život.
I very much like the dancing of Pankajangri Prabhu, who is my dance teacher.
Jako mi je lijepo vidjeti kako Pankajangri Prabhu pleše, on je inače moj učitelj plesa.
I also very much enjoyed the preaching.
Također sam jako uživao u propovjedanju.
I find out by preaching you make yourself realizations. As you speak, you all of a sudden feels how things become more clear to you.
I otkrio sam da propovjedajući i sami razvijamo određene spoznaje. Kad govorimo drugima, onda nam i samima neke stvari postaju jasnije.
I've learned many new things about Krishna because I was reading a very nice book during the summer camp.
Naučio sam je puno lijepih stvari o Krišni, jer sam tijekom ljetnog kampa čitao prekrasnu knjigu.
In this way I'm collecting my treasures in my treasure box.
Na taj način dodajem nova blaga svojoj škrinji sa blagom.
And maybe it's so heavy that the car will break. I don't care.
I nije mi briga, čak i da je toliko teška da mi se auto razbije.
Rams. Finished. A new car, please.
Oops, sad je gotovi, treba mi, molim vas, novi auto.
Yes. Dobro. So, I have reached the end. Is there any question from our devotees?
Došla sam do kraja. Imate li možda koje pitanje?
Nanda Sutaji, our philosopher from the town next to the Donau.
Nanda Suta, naš filozof iz grada u blizini Dunava.
In relation with this, what you have said, that it is very difficult to find out what is Krishna's plan. I want to ask, for me it seems that it is very important for me to find out what is Krishna's plan, because then I will know where I should put the next step in my life. So is it wrong that I'm trying to find out this plan, although is it just a waste of time, because as you said, even Brahma cannot find out this.
Mm-hmm. Please speak in the local language.
Vezano za ovo što smo čuli na lekciji, da je jako teško shvatiti kakav je Krišnin plan. Pa sam pitao, da, pošto meni se čini da je to jako važno, da bih znao gde da stavim svoj sljedeći korak u životu, ali da li je to samo gubljenje vremena, pošto čak ni Brahma ne može da shvati kakav je Krišnin plan.
Who thinks this is a good question?
Tko misli da je ovo dobro pitanje?
Who would like to find out Krishna's plan for his or her life?
Tko bi volio znati koji je Krišnin plan za njegov ili njezin život?
It's, don't we sometimes feel like this? Okay. Krishna, please, you say something, I'm ready.
Zar se bi nasjećao ponekad tako? Krishna, molim te, reci ti nešto, spreman sam.
Krishna, molim te. Krishna, molim te. Nandasuta Prabhu, because you are Nandasuta, I will give you a private answer.
Nanda Suta Prabhu, daću ti privatan odgovor.
For the human being since time immemorial, it has been a deep urge, especially for the homos religiosus, to find out what God wishes from him.
Od pamti vijeka je za sve ljude, naročito za homo religiosusa, bilo jako bitno da otkrije što Bog želi od njega.
Because the human, the homos religiosus has found out whenever that only when something is Krishna's plan, then it will work.
Jer homo religiosus je već otkrio da će stvari funkcionirati jedino ako su Krišnin plan.
And since time immemorial he has tried to somehow put God in his frame of logic.
I on je od pamtivijeka pokušavao Boga uklopiti u svoje logičke okvire.
When I stayed in Novi Sad, I was making a pilgrimage to a famous church which is half Muslim, half Serbian Orthodox.
Kada sam boravio u Novom Sadu, posjetio sam jednu crkvu koja je na pol muslimanska, a na pol srpska pravoslavna crkva.
Yes, it's in the same building you will find the Islamic symbols and the Christian symbols.
U istoj ćete zgradi vidjeti islamske i kršćanske simbole.
It was just maybe 200 meters from this church where the terrible wars against the Turkish and the Serbian people came to an end.
Možda samo kojih 200 metara dalje.
It was April.
Od te crkve, mjesto na kojem se okončao strašni rat između Turaka i Srba, to je bilo negdje u travnju.
The armies were standing ready for battle.
Vojske su stajale spremne za bitku.
It was an ideal climate.
Klima je bila idealna.
Not too hot, not too cold. It was just like warm spring.
Nije bilo ni prevruće ni prehladno, nešto poput toploga proljeća.
All of a sudden it started to snow.
I odjednom je počeo padati snijeg.
Higher and higher and higher, until the soldiers couldn't walk any longer.
Napadao je se više i više i više, dok vojnici nisu dalje mogli koračati.
They just looked over the snow.
Oni su samo virili preko snijega.
And both sides interpreted this sign as a sign of God to stop fighting.
I obje su strane to protumačile kao Božji znak da prestanu sa borbom.
Because they couldn't fight.
Zato što se nisu mogli boriti.
Too much snow.
Jednostavno napadalo previše
yeah.
snijega.
And then they built this beautiful church there. We only saw it from we made a pilgrimage there, but we only saw it from the outside. It was the man who had the key was sleeping in and we he was a little tired. He said, "Come back later, please."
I tako su na tom mjestu izgradili tu crkvu koju smo mi mogli vidjeti samo izvana, s obzirom da je čuvar ključeva u to vrijeme spavao, pa nam je rekao da dođe malo kasnije.
So was it a sign of God?
Je li to bio Božji znak?
Was it surely a sign of God?
Je li to sigurno bio Božji znak?
Or was there some environmental problem?
Ili možda jednostavno došlo do nekog poremećaja u atmosferi.
Who will say for sure?
Tko to može sa sigurnošću reći?
Will you say for sure?
Hoćeš li ti sa sigurnošću reći tako nešto?
If Krishna would be so simple that we can understand him by his, by the snow at the right moment, you know, then he wouldn't be Krishna.
Kad bi bilo tako jednostavno otkriti zbog čega je pao snijeg u nekom određenom trenutku, onda Krišna ne bi bio Krišna.
However, for sincere devotees, there is a way to find out a little bit what is Krishna's plan.
Međutim, za iskrene bhakte postoje načine na koji mogu otkriti koji je Krišnin plan.
It goes like this.
A on je sljedeći.
You have a present situation.
Imate sadašnju situaciju.
Do as good at as Krishna consciousness, conscious as you can within that situation.
I unutar te situacije učinite najbolje što možete i najviše svjesno Krishna što možete.
What I mean to say is use whatever Krishna has given you in intelligence, facilities and so on and so forth.
Drugim riječima iskoristite ono što vam je Krishna dao, inteligenciju, mogućnosti i tako dalje.
And then pray to Krishna. My dear Krishna, please show me my next korak.
I potom se molite Krishni, dragi moj Krishna, molim te pokaži mi koji je sljedeći korak.
Usually Krishna will show his devotee his next step when the devotee is sincere.
Krishna će svome bhakti obično pokazati sljedeći korak kad vidi da je on iskren.
You always know what you should do next.
Uvijek znate što trebate sljedeće učiniti.
But you may not know the whole long plan for your life.
Ali iako možda ne možete znati cijeli dugi plan koji obuhvaća vaš život.
I can imagine, for instance, that for some of you the next step is to start chanting Hare Krishna with attention.
Vjerujem da je za neke od vas sljedeći korak da počnete mantrati Hare Krishna pažljivo.
Can imagine that for some of you the next step would be to make nice devotee relationships.
Vjerujem da je za neke od vas sljedeći korak uspostaviti dobre odnose sa baktama.
Looking at you, I can see that for many of you the next step would be to ask, what service can I do for you, Krishna?
I vidim da je za mnoge od vas ovdje sljedeći korak doći pred Krišnu i upitati ga kako na koji ga način možete služiti.
You may not know things like when will I find my husband or my wife.
Možda nećete saznati odgovore na pitanja kad ću pronaći muža ili ženu.
Or you may not know when will I die and become a sannyasi before.
Ili možda ne možete saznati kad ćete postati sannyasi ili napustiti tijelo.
But you can certainly start with your first step.
Ali u svakom slučaju možete krenuti sa svojim prvim korakom.
I think the reason why Krishna doesn't show the human being his full plan is because the human being wouldn't act upon it.
Mislim da je jedan od razloga zbog kojih Krišna ne pokazuje ljudskom biću cijeli svoj plan taj što onda ljudsko biće ne bi djelovalo u skladu s njim.
He would just take it as an interesting information like in the newspaper.
Ono bi shvatilo tu informaciju kao neku zanimljivost koju može pronaći u novinama.
Therefore Krishna wants to see our sincerity.
I Krishna zbog toga želi vidjeti koliko smo iskreni.
And then from within the heart he will give us direction.
I tada će nam iz srca pružiti upute.
Tesham satata yuktanam Bhajatam pritipuvakam dadami. Dadami means I give buddhi yogam tam yenamang upayantite. I dwelling in their hearts will give them the intelligence how they come to me.
Ja koji boravim u njihovim srcima dajem inteligenciju pomoću koje mi mogu prići.
Prabhupada says this is true to the, for the devotee who does devotional service.
I Šrila Prabhupada kaže to je istina za onoga baktu koji predano služi.
Who is sincere in his service.
Koji je iskren u svom služenju.
So the way is quite simple. You have a present situation, for instance, your service is to arrange for the Sunday feast, which is not easy because we always have to change places.
Dakle, put je vrlo jednostavan. Uvijek gledate koji je vaš sljedeći korak. Naprimjer, imate sadašnju situaciju. Naprimjer, ti sređuješ nedjeljne programe, što nije baš jednostavno jer stalno morate mijenjati prostore.
Do it as good and as sincere as you can.
I čini to čim bolje i čim iskrenije možeš.
And very soon you will get an answer to the next step.
I uskoro ćeš dobiti odgovor u vezi toga koji je sljedeći korak.
The whole plan might be difficult to know, but the next step Krishna is willing to give.
Možda je teško uvidjeti koji je čitav plan, ali Krishna je spreman pokazati nam sljedeći korak.
I think there's another reason.
Mislim da postoji još jedan razlog.
We may be afraid to surrender to Krishna's whole plan.
Mi bismo se možda plašili predati cijelom Krišninom planu.
When I came for the first time and ate the first plate of halava, which was very good, I don't know if I would have known by then that I would later join and become a monk and so much austerity and being in an institution, I might have said, I take another way.
I nisam baš siguran kako bih prihvatio da sam nakon svog prvog tanjura halave, koja je bila jako dobra, znao da ću se s vremenom pridružiti, postati redovnik, prolaziti različite strogosti i pridružiti se nekoj instituciji. Možda bih u tom trenutku rekao, bolje da potražim neki drugi put.
From the knowledge and realization which I have now, however, I wouldn't like to miss even one second.
Međutim, u skladu sa znanjem i spoznajama koje sad imam, ne bih volio propustiti niti jednu sekundu svega toga.
But now my knowledge is different from when I just had long hair and was a Rolling Stones fan.
Ali moje se znanje sada razlikuje od onoga koje sam imao kao mladić duge kose koji obožavao Rolling Stones-e.
So, Krishna, if you would have told me the whole plan, Nandasuda, I would... Too much revolutionary. revolutionary, but not this type of revolution.
I možda bi, da sam sve to znao, pomislio kako je sve to previše revolucionarno. Možda sam bio spreman neku malu revoluciju, ali takvu baš i ne.
Haribo Nandasuda, thank you very much for this wonderful question.
Hvala
which
ti.
Is, I feel, very relevant to many devotees.
Hvala ti puno na ovom izvrsnom pitanju, za koje smatram da je bitno za mnoge bhakte.
I took a little long, because I felt this question is very important for all of us. Now it is 7 o'clock, and the aritik will start.
Malo sam odužio jer sam smatrao da je ovo pitanje od velike važnosti za sve nas i sada je 7 sati i vrijeme za arati.
I would like to invite all of you to come to our Super Culture program at 7:30 British time mixed with a little Croatian time, so it might be 7:35.
Yeah. Želio bih vas sve pozvati na večerašnji super kulturni program koji počinje u 7:30 prema britanskom vremenu, a i uz malu dozu hrvatskog vremena, pa možda počnemo u 7:35.
But please don't come too late. We will start immediately with Goranga Karan, Goran Karan. Yes, I'm sorry,
Molim vas, nemojte previše kasniti, jer ćemo odmah krenuti, odmah će krenuti Goran Karan.
And then there will be a surprise, there will be an intense fight in the... there are two devotees who have a big problem and they will fight...
A nakon toga imamo
Actually, I'm telling too much. It is but it will be extremely exciting and then there will be a theater play. Yeah.
Dakle, već sam rekao previše, ali u svakom slučaju bit će jako zanimljivo i slijedi i predstava.
Srila Prabhupada ki,
Sisi
Gaurinitai ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.